ఓం సహనావవతు సహనౌ భునక్తు సహ వీర్యంకరవావహై తేజస్వినావధీతమస్తు మా విద్విషావహై. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతి. కఠోపనిషది ద్వితీయోధ్యాయే అక్కడ ద్వితీయాధ్యాయే మేక కాంపౌండ్స్ ద్వితీయాధ్యాయ. పరాంచిఖాని వ్యతునత్ స్వయంభూ తస్మాత్ పరాం పశ్యతి నాంతరాత్మన్ కశ్చిద్ ధీర ప్రత్యగాత్మానమేక్షత్. ఆవృత్త చక్షురమృతత్వమిచ్చన్ పరాచకామాన్ అనుయంతి బాలాస్తే మృత్యోర్యంతి వితతస్య పాశం. అథ ధీరా అమృతత్వం విదిత్వా ధ్రువమధ్రువేష్విహన ప్రార్థయంతే. అథ ధీరా అమృతత్వం విదిత్వా ధ్రువం అధ్రువేష్విహన ప్రార్థయంతే. ఏన రూపం రసం గంధం శబ్దాన్ స్పర్శాంశ్చ మైథునాన్ ఏతేనైవ విజానాతి కిమత్ర పరిశిష్యతే ఏతద్వైతద్. స్వప్నాంతం జాగరితాంతం చోభోయేనాను పశ్యతి మహాంతం విభుమాత్మానం మత్వా ధీరో న శోచతి. అది స్టాప్డ్ హియర్, కరెక్ట్? I'm really waiting to do the Bhashyam, but anyway, we have to do the Moolam first. So in the fourth mantra we saw, Dhiraha na shochati. Repeatedly, this one fact has been everywhere said. In Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavan said, Panditaha na anushochanti. Wise people do not grieve. Now, the word is shochati, na shochati, na anushochati, na shochati, na anushochati, does not grieve, does not grieve, does not grieve. Na anushochanti, panditaha na anushochanti, wise people do not grieve. Which means, so Shastram repeatedly says, if you are grieving, your grief is purely because of your ignorance. Your ignorance of your own self. Your ignorance of your own swarupa, your essential nature, which is ignorance of the essential nature of everything, ignorance of the truth of everything, is ignorance of you, yourself. So Atma Ajnanam is Brahma Ajnanam, Sarva Ajnanam, Vastu Ajnanam. And this ignorance is the root cause, because those who have this knowledge are Dhiraha, wise people. And wise people do not grieve. So, dhiraha na jnya, na shochati. Why? Because, atmanam mahantam vibhum matva. Having discovered, having understood the truth, all pervasive reality, which alone shines as everything, which is the great, the great self, because there's nothing greater than that Atma. Having discovered that self, and which, what is that self? That self because of which one sees, one knows, one experiences, one cognizes, like as the witness, like remaining as the witness. What is the world obtaining in the dream state, world obtaining in deep sleep state? One who sees. And so seeing, having discovered the truth, the person does not grieve. How many times to understand? So at least this should really make us think, okay, I should discover the truth, that desire should become strengthened, stronger. Now, fifth mantra. Ya imam madvadam veda. ఆత్మానం జీవమంతికాత్ ఈశానం భూత భవ్యస్య న తతో విజుగుప్సతే ఏతద్వైతత్. யயிமம் மத்வதம் வேத, யயிமம் மத்வதம் வேத ஆத்மானம் ஜீவமந்திகாத், யயிமம் மத்வதம் வேத ஆத்மானம் ஜீவமந்திகாத், ஈசானம் பூத பவ்யஸ்ய ந தத்தோ விஜுகுப்ஸதே ஏதத்வைதத். யயிமம் மத்வதம் வேத ஆத்மானம் ஜீவமந்திகாத், ஈசானம் பூத பவ்யஸ்ய ந தத்தோ விஜுகுப்ஸதே. தி ஹோல் மந்த்ரா இஸ் ஒன்லி ஒன் சென்டென்ஸ். சி யஹா யஹா இமம் ஆத்மானம் ஜீவம், அந்திகாத் அந்திகாத் ஆத்மானம் ஜீவம் மத்வதம், பூத பவ்யஸ்ய ஈசானம் வேத ததஹ ந விஜுகுப்ஸதே ஏதத்வைதத். ஏதத்வைதத் this is that, ஏதத் third person singular pronoun which is this, ஏதத் is this, தத் இஸ் தட், திஸ் இஸ் தட், ஏதத்வைதத். சோ திஸ் திஸ் ஸ்டாண்ட்ஸ் ஃபார் தி ஏதத் ஸ்டாண்ட்ஸ் ஃபார் ஏஷா, தத் ஸ்டாண்ட்ஸ் ஃபார் சஹா விச் மீன்ஸ் தி ட்ரூத் அப்டெய்னிங் ஆஸ் தி இன்னர்மோஸ்ட் எசன்ஸ் ஆஸ் தி நியரஸ்ட் செல்ஃப் ஆஸ் தி ட்ரூத் ஆஃப் I, the content of I is in fact the truth of the entire cosmos. I mean the truth obtaining in this individual body, mind, sense complex, and the truth of the rest of the entirety of the objective universe is one and the same. The truth is one, secondless, non-dual. ஏதத்வைதது, ஏதத்வைதது, the truth is the same. This indeed is that. Therefore, now, ஏதத்வைதது, he is saying that, he says, ததஹ ந விஜுகுப்ஸதே. Na vijugupsate. Na vijugupsate means na vijugupsate, one does not make effort to protect. Na vijugupsate. See, gopayitum iccha vijugupsa. I want you to understand, it's a desiderative verb. Like how jignyasate, mukshate, like that here also. Vijugupsate is a desiderative verb. How do you write it? Gopayati means protects. Gopayitum icchati. Gopayitum iccha. விஜுகுப்சா, கோபாயிட்டும் இச்சா விஜுகுப்சா, டிசையர் டு ப்ரொடெக்ட், டிசையர் ஃபார் ப்ரொடெக்ஷன், கோபாயிட்டும் இச்சா விஜுகுப்சா. டிசையர் ஃபார் ப்ரொடெக்ஷன் விச் கோபாயத்தும் இச்சதி விஜுகுப்சதே. I mean, a person desires to protect. Na vijugupsate, one does not desire to protect. It means one does not search for security. Now, one does not search for security. One does not feel insecure. one becomes free from sense of insecurity centered on I. This is the meaning. Na Vijayagupta means a person does not feel insecure anymore. The person does not search for security anymore. Does not make effort for protection. Does not search for protection anymore. That is the meaning. Na Vijayagupsate. So until jnanam takes place, a person desperately, helplessly is searching for protection always. Always, all of us feel very, very insecure. Even if we say, I don't feel insecure, the very expression is an expression of sense of insecurity centered on I. So there is sense of insecurity. We all feel emotionally very insecure. Very natural fundamental problem of a human being. So we all desperately search for security. We want to be secure. And here, how long one can search for security? As long as a person remains ignorant. Once a person discovers the truth of the universe, implied by the term that, obtaining as one's own self, as the nearest self, thereby a person says, etad dvaitad, this truth, that truth indeed is this, and this truth, this I, the truth, am that, and the person discovers, then na vijugupsate, he does not desire for protection, means the person does not make any more effort for any protection, does not feel insecure anymore. That is the meaning. The person feels secure, which means he understands one's own self is the very security, source of security, is one's own self. When he says, Yaha Madhvadam, Madhvadaha means, please understand, Madhu means karmaphalam, Adaha means enjoyer, Madhvadaha means enjoyer of the results of actions, karmaphala book. Madhvat means karmaphala book, the enjoyer of the results of actions. Karmaphala book is said to be Madhvat in mantra. Madhvadam. Madhvadaha means karmaphala book. And who is this karmaphala bhokta? The enjoyer of the results of actions, Jivatma. And who is Jivatma here? Jivatma is another than the Atma. Who is endowed with the body, mind, sense complex. The all-pervasive reality implied by the term Atma, associated with the given body, mind, sense complex, is given the title Jiva. And this Jiva alone, the Jiva has the status of being the enjoyer of results of actions. And Madhvadaha. So the person, Yaha, means whoever, the person who, Veda discovers, the person who discovers the Jiva. Who is Jiva? Jiva is another than the Atma, endowed with the body mansions complex. So the person who discovers the Atma, having the title of Jiva, being endowed with the body mansions complex, as the enjoyer of results of actions, when a person discovers it, Jiva, Jiva Swarupam, Veda means Vijanati. As what? Antikat. Antikat means antike, samipe. Discovers as what? As the very Lord. When a person discovers the Jiva Swarupam, one's own self, as the Lord, Ishvara, Ishanam. Ishanam. Ishanam means Ishitaram, the ruler of the whole Jagat. Ruler of Ishana means Ishanaha, means the ruler, the Lord. The Lord of what? Bhuta Bhavyasya. Kalatrayasya. The Lord of all three periods of time, the Lord of time factor, and the Lord of everything which existed before and is going to be there in future also. Bhuta stands for past. Everything which existed in the past is Bhuta. Anything which is going to come into existence in future is Bhavya. Bhuta Bhavyasi Ishanaha. The Lord of everything which existed before and everything is going to exist in future, thereby the Lord of all three periods of time, the Lord of time. And the Lord of time is another than Ishvara, Bhagavan, one who is free from time limitation, the Lord of time, in whom time exists, time comes and goes. And also, the ruler, the controller, the ruler of everything which existed before, which is going to come in future, the Lord of the whole. So, Bhuta Bhavyasya Ishanaha means the Lord of the entirety of the cosmos, which existed before, which is going to exist in future, that Lord, and who is the Lord of time. So having discovered that Ishvara, the Lord, as very near, antikat, a person who discovers the Lord of Bhuta Bhavyam, Lord of the whole, very closely, as one's own self, as the nearest self, as the Swarupam of Jiva, as one's own self, as the truth of the Jiva, the enjoyer of the results of actions. It means Atma is not the enjoyer of results of actions, but without Atma there cannot be the enjoyer of results of actions. Who is Karmapala Bhokta? Atma is not the Karmapala Bhokta. Atma is not the enjoyer of results of actions, but there cannot be enjoyer of results of actions without the Atma. Atma is not the doer of actions. Atma is not Karta, but there is no Karta without the Atma. Therefore, the person who discovers the Ishvara, the Lord of everything, Lord of which everything existed before, which will exist in future, the Lord of the time, who discovers this Lord of everything, including the time, as the Jiva Swarupa, as the Swarupa of one's own self, who is as Swarupa of the Jiva, who is there as the enjoyer of results of actions. A person who understands that Atma, that person, having discovered that Atma, and he discovers one's own self being the truth of the whole, one's own self being non-separate from Ishvara, Ishvara being one's own self, thereby when his perspective change happens, the person does not search for security anymore. Na vijugupsate. He does not desire for any protection because he already feels, he understands his own self is this only source of protection of everything, only source of security for everything. One's own self is the protection. One's own self is the very security. Therefore, a person does not seek protection, security anymore. Na vijugupsate. Because the sense of insecurity will resolve, the sense of fear will resolve, the sense of mortality centered on I will resolve, the sense of time bound. Okay? When a person discovers the timeless reality, Bhuta Bhavya Ishanam, obtaining as one's own self, timeless truth as Ishvara, obtaining as one's own self, as the nearest self, then the person in the wake of knowledge of one's own self being free from time limitation, the person becomes free from the sense of mortality, sense of fear, sense of insecurity centered on I, where the person will discover one's own self is the very security, very protection of everything. Therefore, the person does not search for, desire for protection anymore, does not search for security anymore. He knows his own Swarupam is Ishvara, the only source of security. Is it clear? Na vijugupsate yaha imam madvadam jivam atmanam bhuta bhavyasya ishanam antikat veda. The person discovers the Lord obtaining as the jiva, jivatma, as enjoyer of results of actions, as one's own swarupam, then the person does not search for security anymore, does not desire for protection anymore. Tataha na vijugupsate. Why? Because yetadvaitate, this nearest self is that the only truth of the whole. Okay. This is the literal meaning of the mantra. Is it clear? Okay. Madhvadaha. What does it mean? Madhu literally means sweet. Madhu means honey. But here the result of action, which is always desirable for all of us, the result of action, we all love, we all like the result of our action. So, result of action is said to be madhu. Adaha means enjoyer, eater, consumer. And madhu adaha, madhvadaha means the enjoyer of result of action. And enjoyer, who is the enjoyer of result of action? Atma is not the enjoyer. But there cannot be enjoyer at all without the blessing of Atma, without the Atma. Therefore, the person who discovers the Ishanam, the Lord, as the Jiva Atma, under the body, mind, and complex, as the Swarup of the enjoyer, as the nearest, very closely as one's own self, that's all. In the wake of the jnanam, vijugupsa disappears. Vijugupsa disappears. The desire for security, search for security, desire for protection resolves. This is the literal meaning of the mantra. What is Atma here? This mantra brings to light a fact. What is that? The reality, all pervasive, only reality, is the reality of every individual being. And that reality being all pervasive is implied by the term Atma. And that reality implied by the term Atma is of the nature of pure consciousness. This all pervasive reality, only reality implied by the term Atma is of the nature of pure consciousness. And this all pervasive pure consciousness, to have, to become recognizable, it has to manifest through matter. The pure consciousness is dependent on matter for its manifestation. Only when the consciousness becomes manifest, it is available for recognition. Therefore, we can say consciousness expresses itself through matter. The material forms. Okay. When the consciousness is available for recognition, we call that consciousness is said to be manifested consciousness or manifestation of consciousness. The recognizable reality, abstract reality, being manifested through the matter is said to be manifested consciousness or reflected consciousness. Vyaktam chaitanyam means manifested consciousness. Or pratibimba chaitanyam, or abhasa chaitanyam means reflection, reflected consciousness. We can say reflection of consciousness or manifestation of consciousness is there, means consciousness is available for recognition. This reflection of consciousness, manifestation of consciousness is said to be chit abhasaha. Therefore, the non-recognizable consciousness, which is not manifested through matter, material forms, is said to be pure source of manifestation. Pure consciousness is source of manifestation, is said to be bimba chaitanyam. The soul consciousness as source of manifestation is said to be bimba chaitanyam. The consciousness manifested through matter is said to be vyaktam chaitanyam or chidabhasaha or pratibimba chaitanyam. Now you got pure consciousness and manifested consciousness. Therefore, and what about the matter is? The manifesting medium. The material body, mind, sense complex becomes the manifesting medium. Okay. See, one sun can have its reflections, countless number of reflections, in keeping with the countless number of manifesting, reflecting media. If you keep 100 pots filled with the water, you can have the 100 reflections of the only sun. If there are countless number of waves in the ocean, we can have countless number of manifestations or reflections of the only sun. So the reflections of the sun can be many, though sun is one. Similarly, The abstract formless reality is one, all pervasive, only timeless reality, from a pure consciousness. But the material forms are countless. Therefore, the manifestations are reflections, chidabhasaha. Chit is one, but chidabhasaha. Pratibimbaha. Reflections, the manifestations are countless, in keeping with the number of manifesting media. And here, there's a difference maybe, difference is there. The difference is there only in the manifesting media, the reflecting media. One pot filled with water can be clean water, the water can be dirty water. Like that, there can be the reflecting media, the minds. The minds are many. The impurity, the percentage of impurity of the minds may differ from person to person. So there's difference in reflecting media, the manifesting media. But there's no difference in the reflection of the consciousness. The minds are many. The purity of mind, the stability of the mind differs from person to person. So with reference to purity and stability, there is difference between the minds. But there's no difference in the manifestation of consciousness. The only consciousness which is manifested through every mind, a pure mind, stable mind, impure mind, dirty mind. The manifestation reflection is of the same consciousness. So there's no difference in reflections of consciousness. There's no difference in manifestations of consciousness. The difference is only in the manifesting, reflecting media. That is why it is always said, every soul is potentially divine. Everybody is potentially divine. Means what? The reflection, the manifestation, the countless number of manifestations, reflections of the only consciousness is pure. Consciousness is pure. Even though there's difference in the reflecting media. Similarly, the minds are different. Some minds are evolved minds, some minds are immature minds. And some minds are very impure, unstable, unsteady. The problems are there with the reflecting media, the minds. Whereas, the reflection of consciousness, the manifestation of consciousness, obtaining in every reflecting medium, the mind is said to be what? Jiva, given the qualification of Jiva. There's no impurity there. Okay. Now, how the Shastram takes the entirety of the cosmos and divides the entirety of the cosmos into three pairs. That is individual gross body and there's a corresponding gross universe. So, Vyashti Sthula Shariram Samashti Sthula Prapanchaha. Vyashti Sthula Shariram Samashti Sthula Prapanchaha. అండ్ వ్యష్టి సూక్ష్మ శరీరం అండ్ సమష్టి సూక్ష్మ ప్రపంచ. దెర్ ఇస్ అన్ ఇండివిజువల్ సటిల్ బాడీ, దెర్ ఈస్ కరస్పాండింగ్ టోటల్ సటిల్ యూనివర్స్. అండ్ దెర్ ఈస్ అన్మానిఫెస్ట్ యూనివర్స్ ఇండివిజువల్ అట్ ఇండివిజువల్ లెవెల్, దిస్ అన్మానిఫెస్ట్ యూనివర్స్ అట్ ది టోటల్ లెవెల్. సో గ్రాస్, సటిల్ అండ్ సటిల్, ద మానిఫెస్టెడ్ సటిల్ వరల్డ్, మానిఫెస్టెడ్ గ్రాస్ వరల్డ్ అండ్ అన్మానిఫెస్టెడ్ వరల్డ్, ద సమష్టి అవ్యక్త ప్రపంచ, సమష్టి సూక్ష్మ ప్రపంచ, సమష్టి స్థూల ప్రపంచ. దేర్ ఇస్ టోటల్ గ్రాస్ మేనిఫెస్టేషన్, దేర్ ఇస్ టోటల్ సటిల్ మేనిఫెస్టేషన్ అండ్ టోటల్ అన్మానిఫెస్ట్ యూనివర్స్. సో వీ హ్యావ్ కరస్పాండింగ్ ఇండివిజువల్ ఆల్సో. దెర్ ఇస్ ఇండివిజువల్ గ్రాస్ బాడీ, దెర్ ఇస్ ఇండివిజువల్ సటిల్ బాడీ అండ్ ఇండివిజువల్ అన్మానిఫెస్టెడ్ బాడీ ఆల్సో, విచ్ ఈస్ వీ సే అవిద్య. సో ది ఎంటైరిటీ ఆఫ్ ది కాస్మాస్ is divided into three pairs as individual, a set of three of belonging to individual, a set of three belonging to the total Ishwara. So vyashti sthula shariram, vyashti sukshma shariram and vyashti karana shariram. So also samashti sthula prapanchaha, samashti sukshma prapanchaha అండ్ సమష్టి కారణ ప్రపంచ. సో వ్యష్టి సమష్టి ఇండివిజువల్ అండ్ ది టోటల్ ఆ త్రీ లెవెల్స్, అది గ్రాస్ లెవెల్, సటిల్ లెవెల్ అండ్ అన్మానిఫెస్ట్ లెవెల్. దెర్ఫోర్ ది కాన్షియస్నెస్, ది ఓన్లీ ఆల్ పర్వేసివ్ టైమ్లెస్ రియాలిటీ, అబ్స్ట్రాక్ట్ రియాలిటీ which is of the nature of pure consciousness, is manifested in these three pairs which constitute the matter. There is consciousness, pure consciousness, which is manifested as Chidabhasaha, reflected. The reflection of consciousness in the gross body, the reflection of consciousness in the subtle body, reflection of consciousness in the, there is consciousness in the causal body also, because consciousness is timeless, eternal, it can't move, go anywhere. So we have pure consciousness and manifested consciousness. శుద్ధం చైతన్యం, బింబ చైతన్యం అండ్ వీ హ్యావ్ ప్రతిబింబ చైతన్యం ఆర్ చిదాభాస. సో ది కాన్షియస్నెస్ మేనిఫెస్టెడ్ ఇన్ ది గ్రాస్ ఫిజికల్ బాడీ ఈ సెట్ బి విశ్వ, అండ్ సేమ్ కాన్షియస్నెస్ మేనిఫెస్టెడ్ ఇన్ ది గ్రాస్ యూనివర్స్ ఈ సెట్ బి విరాట్. So Virat is manifestation of consciousness associated with the total gross universe is said to be Virat, Ishwaraha. And the same consciousness associated with the subtle gross body is said to be Vishwaha. So who is Vishwaha and who is Virat? Vishwaha and Virat are two different titles attributed to one and the same manifestation, two manifestations of consciousness. Vishwaha is also manifestation of consciousness. Virat is also manifestation of consciousness. The source of both manifestations is one and the same pure consciousness, implied by the term Atma or Brahma. But why two different names and why Vishwaha and why Virat? Because the consciousness manifested through the individual gross body is Vishwaha. The same consciousness associated with the gross universe, yet to be Virat. So Vishwaha and Virat are two different names attributed to the manifestations of the same consciousness in keeping the difference in the manifesting medium. Stula Prapanchaha is the manifesting medium for Virat and Stula Shariram is the manifesting medium for Vishwaha. So also the Sukshma Shariram, the same consciousness manifesting medium is what? Sukshma Shariram, subtle body. Consciousness associated with an individual subtle body, the manifesting medium is said to be Taijasaha. The same consciousness manifested through the entire subtle manifestation is said to be Hiranyagarbha. So Hiranyagarbha and Taijasaha are two different qualifications attributed to the manifestations of consciousness. Taijasaka is also manifestation of consciousness. Hiranyagarbha is also manifestation of consciousness. Why two different names? Because Hiranyagarbha is also manifestation of consciousness associated with the entire subtle universe. Whereas Taijasaka is the name attributed to the same consciousness associated with the individual subtle body. So two different names, but they're essentially one. Etadvaitad, this Vishwa is Virat, this Ajasa is Hiranyagarbha, and also the causal body. When everything in sleep, the causal body, the consciousness obtaining in associated with the, identified with the causal body is said to be Pragya. The same consciousness identified with, associated with the causal universe is Ishvara, Antaryam Ishvaraha. Therefore, the six names, three individual names of manifestations are given three different individual qualifications. Individually, the same manifestation of consciousness given three different names in keeping the manifesting media, difference in manifesting media. So, Vishwaha, Virat, Taijasaha, Hiranyagarbha, Pragyaha, Ishwaraha, all three pairs are essentially one and the only secondless, non-dual, abstract, timeless reality. Okay? The truth of Karana Shariram and the Karana Prapanchaha. The truth of Subtle Sukshma Shariram, Sukshma Prapanchaha. The only truth of Stula Shariram and Stula Prapanchaha is one and the same. The source of the manifesting media differs. There's a difference in manifesting media. Therefore, the manifestations are given different qualifications, different titles. But the source of manifestation is one and the same. Implicable term, Atma. So the three bodies are like three sheets, three layers of personality. Therefore, what he says, etadvaita, the same truth manifested here as the very life of this gross body mansions complex is the same consciousness is manifested in the entity of the objective universe, Thulam. So, Vyashti and Samashti, individual body, the total body, which is, the universe is Ishvara's body, the individual body is included in Ishvara's body. So, the manifestations are many, because manifesting media are many. But a source of manifestation is, source of manifestations is one and the same. This pure Shuddham Chaitanyam. Therefore, it is this consciousness alone, the only consciousness implied with the term Atma alone, is there in the form of Vishwa, in the form of Virat, in the form of Taijasa, in the form of Hiranyagarbha, in the form of Prajna, in the form of Antaryamishwara. Therefore, all that is here can be reduced to only reality, consciousness. If we understand this fact, we can say we can say the vision of the only truth of everything, having the vision of the only truth of everything, is said to be Sarvatma Bhavaha. Okay. A person who discovers his truth, then he does not search for protection anymore. Sahana Vijugupsate. Means Etadvaita. Means I am that. This Atma is that Brahma. This Jiva is non-separate from that Ishvara. Because Jiva and Ishvara are essentially one and the same truth, Brahma or Atma. There's no Jiva, there's no Ishvara other than the truth. There's no Vishwavirat, there's no Tejasa Hiranyagarbha, there's no Prajna Antaryam Ishvara other than the truth. All are one essentially. Therefore, etadvaitad is a Mahavakyam, where Jivatma is equated to Paramatma. Because Jiva and Parama are none other than only Atma. So, when a person antikat yaha jivam atmanam madvadam veda, the person whoever discovers, as a person who is desperate to know the truth, who is committed to the pursuit of moksha, who is committed to the pursuit of jnanam, and going through shravanam and madhanam, kamho, because with proper means of the proper study, when a person discovers this, that the reality as the very nearest self, antike, antikat, discovers the self, mean what now? He discovers the Ishvara as one's own self. He discovers one's own self being non-separate from Ishvara. For him, Ishvaraha, truth, is another than one's own self. It is neither the subject nor the object. It is the very truth of one's own self, which is the only truth of the objective universe also. That's why he says Ishanaha. Ishku is Ishanaha. Vishvaha, Virat, Hiranyagarbha, and Antaryamishwaraha are three titles as attributed to only Ishana, only Lord. And Vishwaha, Taijasaha, Prajnaha are titles attributed to the only Jiva, individual. Whereas, now all the three, Vishwavirat are one, Hiranyagarbha and Taijas are one, and Prajnaha is not separate from Antaryamishwara. And because you resolve Vishwa in Virat, Hiranyagarbha, by Tajasa and Hiranyagarbha, ప్రజ్ఞ ఇన్ అంతర్యామీశ్వర అదర్ వన్ అండ్ నౌ విశ్వ హిరణ్యగర్భ తైజ హిరణ్యగర్భ అంతర్యామీశ్వర ఆర్ ది టైటిల్స్ అట్రిబ్యూట్ ఓన్లీ మేనిఫెస్టేషన్ అండ్ దట్ ఓన్లీ లార్డ్ ఈస్ ఆత్మా బ్రహ్మ ద పర్సన్ డిస్కవర్స్ దాట్ ఈశ్వర ఈజ్ నన్ అదర్ దాన్ మై ఓన్ సెల్ఫ్ పర్సన్ డిస్కవర్స్ నాన్ డిఫరెన్స్ దెన్ his perspective change happens, all the fundamental problems centered on I will become resolved, there's no more isolation, an individual, one does not isolate oneself from the whole, one does not differentiate oneself from the whole, one sees very clearly, cognitively, the non-difference. So in the wake of the clear understanding of the non-difference, essential oneness of one's own self, the non-separate from Ishvara, in the right perspective of the self being Ishvara, these fundamental problems resolve. When the problems resolve, the person does not desire for protection, means that all deceits resolve, desire for protection also resolves, desire for security will resolve, for good. Okay. Very important, very beautiful verse, mantra. Do you see that? Do you see that? Shankaracharya says so much here. That's why I just had to tell you. And Atma is not Karta, Atma is not Bhokta, Atma is not Samsari. But Samsari is Atma, Karta is Atma, Bhokta is Atma. All are essentially one and the same. The enjoyer of the fruits of actions, the Samsari Jiva, another than Ishvara. I mean, the person becomes absolutely secure. The person who has the vision of the Atma, vision of one's own self being non-separate from Ishvara, becomes the person of absolute security, the person of absolute protection. Therefore, he does not desire, does not entertain any more desire for any protection, security. Navijugupsate. Next mantra. Yav puram tapaso jatam adhyav puram ajayata guham pravishyatishthantam yo bhute bhirya pashyata yetad dvaitat. Let me read again. Yav puram tapaso jatam adhyav puram ajayata యః పూరం తపసో జాతమద్భ్యః పూరమజాయత యః పూరం తపసో జాతమద్భ్యః పూర్వమజాయత గుహాం ప్రవిశ్య తిష్ఠంతం యో భూతేభిర్వ్యపశ్యత ఏతద్వైతత్. ఓకే. యః పూరం తపసో జాతమద్భ్యః పూరమజాయత గుహాం ప్రవిశ్య తిష్ఠంతం యో భూతేభిర్వ్యపశ్యత ఏతద్వైతత్. సో ది పర్సన్ హూ హస్ డిస్కవర్డ్ వన్స్ ఓన్ సెల్ఫ్ బీయింగ్ నాన్ సెపరేట్ ఫ్రమ్ ఈశ్వర ఫర్ హిమ్ ద సెల్ఫ్ ఈజ్ One's own self is the self of all the beings, Sarvatma. So here mantra says, Yaha, Yaha means whoever, whoever, Kaschit, Yah Kaschit means whoever. And the who should be that person who makes effort to know the truth, definitely he must be a Mumukshu. The person who is aspiring for moksha, knowing moksha being the choiceless end, ultimate end, goal. The person who is aspiring for moksha, knowing the moksha being the absolute choiceless goal, that person, yaha, whoever, tapasaha purvam, adhyaha purvam, jatam, okay, let me make it very clear here. Up means water. Apaha, waters. Adbhyaha, the fifth case of the word waters. Adbhyaha puram jatam. Yaha tapasaha puram tapasaha jatam. Tapasaha puram jatam. See, tapasaha jatam. Tapasaha jatam means the one who is born as a result of tapas. Is tapasaha jataha, tapasaha jataha. Who is born out of tapas? Who comes into manifestation as a result of tapas? Hiranyagarbha. So tapasaha jataha means the one who is born as a result of tapas or born out of tapas. Tapas of what? Tapas of Ishvara. See, Hiranyagarbha is born as a result of Ishvara Sankalpa. Hiranyagarbha is born out of Ishvara Sankalpa. Ishvara's tapas. Ishvarasya tapasa jataha. Ishvarasya tapasa jataha. Hiranyagarbha. So Hiranyagarbha is born as a result of Ishvara Sankalpa. Ishvara's tapas. Therefore, Ishvara had a sankalpa to create the world. Thereby first, he created Hiranyagarbha, this Brahma. Therefore, Brahma is the first and the foremost of the creations. So, Ishvara alone was, and Ishvara had a sankalpa. Ishvara thought, he'll create the world. Therefore, what did he do? First, he created a Brahma. So, Brahma was born, not like how other people had to wait for 9 months or no, not like that. Ishvara sankalpa, Ishvara thought, and Hiranyagarbha came into existence. Therefore, Hiranyagarbha is born out of Ishvara's tapas, Ishvara's sankalpa. So, tapasaha jataha. Tapasa jataha is Hiranyagarbha. Kasya tapasa? Ishwarasya tapasa. That is implied. Ishwara tapasa jataha Hiranyagarbha. Hiranyagarbha is said to be the first and the foremost of the creations. In Mundakopanishad, we saw the mantra Prathama Jaha. Brahma Devanam Prathamasam Bhabhova. The first of the Devas, Brahma, came into existence, we saw. So here, so Tapasaha Jataha, Purvam, first he was born. Purvam in what? Who was born first as a result of Ishvara's Sankalpa, Ishvara's thinking, Ishvara's thought, it was Hiranyagarbha, otherwise said be Brahma, came into existence first. Okay, now Adhyaha Puram Ajayata. Adhyaha stands for Adhyaha means before waters. Adhyaha pun before waters, which means the word water stands for all elements also. Even though the only water is mentioned here, it stands for all five elements. So before the creation of five elements such as waters, Adhyaha Puram, before the creation of elements such as waters, all five elements, and all five elements stand for what? All five elements stand for the five elemental world. It's a gross universe. So before the creation of the gross universe of elements and elementals, before the creation of the gross universe of elements and elementals, first, as a result of Ishvara's tapas, Hiranyagarbha was born. So Hiranyagarbha came first, then the gross universe was created. That's the meaning. Who came first? Who should have come first? Now you can understand. Subtle world comes first, or the gross world comes first. First comes subtle universe. Only then gross universe comes into existence. So Adhyaha Purvam, before waters, before five elements, before the creation of five gross world of five elements and elementals, Hiranyagarbha was born as a result of tapas of Ishvara. This is the meaning of the first, literal meaning of the first sentence. So, the stula prapancha, the gross universe. So, Adhyaha, before waters. Before waters stand for what? Water stand for all elements. All elements stand for all elementals also. The entire gross universe. And the gross universe is what now? The gross universe, when the associated Atma is what? Atma associated with the gross universe said to be Virat. And Atma associated with Satya universe is said to be Hiranyagarbha. Therefore, so what is Virat? Who is Virat? Virat is a qualification attributed to the consciousness manifested through the gross universe. And same consciousness manifested through subtle manifestation, subtle universe is said to be Hiranyagarbha. So here mantra states, Hiranyagarbha came into existence first. Then Virat came into existence later, next. Hiranyagarbha came first, Virat came next. Means the subtle universe came first, the gross universe came next. Therefore, subtle universe comes first, the gross universe comes next. So, already there was unmanifest Antaryamishwaraha. There is consciousness, and with the, in the form of the entire universe, remains unmanifested as Maya, Antaryamishwara. So, Antaryamishwara is there, the universe in the form of Maya, inseparable from Ishwara. So, from Ishwara, from Antaryamishwara, first comes into existence subtle universe, the Hiranyagarbha, then the gross universe, Virat. Okay. Now, so in every gross physical body, there is subtle body. So subtle body comes first, then the gross body comes next. Now the same mantra states here, Guham pravishya tishtantam. So as part of the gross universe, there is a gross body. As part of subtle universe, the subtle body. And in every subtle body, in the cave of mind, what Guham pravishya, having entered into the cave of mind, means what? Having manifested in the cave of mind, Guham pravishya, tishtati. So the pure consciousness, the one and the only abstract reality consciousness, is very much there in every subtle mind, in every subtle body, in every mind. So consciousness is there in every subtle body, in every mind. So having, how? Through manifestation. Just as the reflection of sun enters into the reflecting medium, the water, so also the consciousness. They need not enter, okay? Already there. The all-pervasive pure consciousness, having entered into the cave of mind, is there as the very truth of I. What does it mean? The pure consciousness is already there in every individual body, mind, sense complex. The consciousness is there, as the very essential, as the innermost essence of every being. The same consciousness is there in the entirety of the cosmos also. So Guham Pravishya means what? Having entered into the subtle mind, consciousness remains there as the innermost self. Tishtati. Guham Pravishya Tishtantam. As what now? The same consciousness manifested this total subtle universe is said to be Hiranyagarbha, and the same Hiranyagarbha, same consciousness, having entered into the individual mind, remains there as Taijasa. Yaha Bhutebihi. So, just as every individual subtle body is covered by the gross body, so the entire total subtle universe also is, total subtle universe is covered by the gross universe, surrounded by the gross universe. So every individual subtle body is surrounded by the gross body. All gross subtle bodies are surrounded by the gross bodies. Bhute bihi. Bhutebhi means gross bodies. Okay. Now, the person who vyapashyata means viseshena pashyati. Vyapashyata. the person whoever, the wise person, the discriminate person, whoever discovers, whoever understands, the samashti, the consciousness manifested in the total subtle manifestation, and the consciousness manifests this individual subtle mind as Taijasa. That person, what happens to him, that we have to see next mantra. So the person discovers the pure consciousness manifested in the subtle universe alone is there, manifested as in the subtle body, individual subtle body also as Taijasa. So Taijasaha and Hiranyagarbha are nothing but one and the same. Taijasa is Hiranyagarbha. Taijasa is consciousness manifested in the individual subtle mind. The same consciousness manifests in the corresponding total subtle bodies, subtle minds is what? Hiranyagarbha. So Hiranyagarbha and Taijasaha are essentially one and the same. The difference is only in the manifesting media. The total subtle universe has an individual subtle mind. That's the only difference. The manifesting media are different, whereas the source of manifestations of Hiranyagarbha and Tajasa is one and the same pure consciousness. The person who understands this fact, okay, we have to continue this. It goes to next mantra also. The mantra is not yet completed. Yaha puram tapasaha jatam adbhyaha puram ajayata guham pravishyatishtantam yaha bhutebihi vyapashyata etadvaitat. So that person tataha navijugupsate. That is the meaning again. Okay. What he, it's only explanation again. The mantra sentence are not complete sentences. We have to supply here. See, every individual mind is surrounded by what? Every individual mind stands for the subtle aspect, surrounded by the gross physical body. So also all subtle minds, subtle bodies are covered by gross bodies. So in every individual mind, there is manifestation of consciousness. Consciousness being manifest in the individual mind is said to be what? As though consciousness has entered into the cave of mind. Guham pravishat tishtati. Kaha guham pravishat tishtati. Kaha tishtanasti. Who is there? Who is remaining there? It is the consciousness. It is manifested through the mind, individual mind. It is known as Taijasaha. The same consciousness manifested through the totality of subtle bodies is said to be Hiranyagarbha. They are one and the same. There's no difference. So we have to see again more. We'll see next class. I'll explain. I've only done little meaning. I have to explain a lot here. Do next class. The sentence is not complete here. Any questions? I'll do the prose order. After complete next mantra also, I'll do the prose order. I'll put everything together with you. Okay? Supply version also. We'll do that. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.